Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome back. We're still here with the author of the best-selling book, Skinny Chicks Eat Real Food, and the star of many shows, including one on the Food Network called Fat Chef. And while indulging their love of food has brought many chefs success, money, respect, it's also killing them. And our next guest confronts food issues and talks about from babies to bikinis. Welcome back, author, nutritionist, and chef Christine Avanti. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Christine.
Hi, Dr.
Hey,
Friedman.
Welcome back. You know, in your latest book, you make a really profound statement that's I want to get your reaction to. You said the addictive qualities of factory foods are the number one reason for obesity in females. Share with us what that means and why, what consumers can do about it.
You know, factory foods, if you really dig deep into it, and the writing of this book, by the way, I had 10 researchers that were interns at Cal State Long Beach because there was so much research to do. It was unbelievable. You just got to dig. It's almost like you're investigating, basically. But the thing is the factory food industry does put certain chemicals and additives and preservatives, but really at the end of the day, they're chemical compounds, into into the foods that they're making to make people want to continue to eat more of it. I think that should be illegal. It just seems so scary to me. And of course, the person, you know, you start eating a factory food and you crave it. The big culprits really are the refined salts, the refined carbohydrates, the refined sugars. These are all what you would see on a shelf as a white flour. Well, that's a refined sugar. Sugar doesn't really come out of the earth white.
But your statement makes a lot of sense because we're so obese, no matter what exercise we do, no matter how much carbs we count, no matter how we mix foods. You're right. I believe, as you do, that there's some chemical reaction, some type of the packaging. There's things in there that are keeping us fat. There has to be.
Well, there are, and I talk about in my book, there are specific chemical compounds that are put into the foods that cause people to crave them and continue to want more. And I think that just really, really... just a bad way to do it. In a real food, it's not like that. And the problem is if we are craving it and we're going back, it's just, you're going to keep overeating. Specifically, like if we look at these artificial sweeteners, they are 200 to 500 times sweeter than just normal sugar. And then you have a heightened sense for like sugar now. And so something that's a normal, you know, level of sweetness, that doesn't taste sweet to you. So now you need more.
And then you need more.
And then the people continue to eat and eat and eat. And it triggers certain hormones. It's really scary.
It's funny because now that, you know, before it was in the last 4 or 5 years, sugar-free. Now they're advertising contains real sugar. Now that's a good thing.
Yes. Actually, you do want to get real sugar. I mean, listen, sugar, too much sugar is the enemy. A little bit of sugar is okay. As you know, our brain and nervous system function on glucose.
Yes.
But you should be getting sugar from real food sources like fruit. Vegetables,
exactly.
Real food sources.
Makes sense. You know, I'm sure over the years you've had so many misconceptions that you've heard when it comes to diet. One that I still hear a lot of is pizza's the perfect food because it contains something from all the government's recommended food groups. If you could clear up one misconception you hear, what would it be? Set the record straight. What irks you?
What really irks me is the idea that people should starve to lose weight. These 900 calorie a day diets. That drives me nuts, this whole idea of starvation. You know, I tried all that myself. This is before I became a nutritionist, before I wrote any of my books. I tried it all. It didn't work. It slowed down my metabolism. I didn't realize I'd damaged my metabolism so badly by doing all these low-calorie starvation-type diets. When I learned that you can eat to stabilize blood sugar and you can eat decent-sized meals as long as they're a balance of healthy proteins, carbs, and fats, and you should do that every 4 hours. So basically, you should actually eat more food, and you'll boost metabolism.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point.
So that drives me crazy for people to think that they have to starve.
That's a good misconception, and that's probably the biggest misconception out there. Starve yourself, and then 2 weeks later, you've gained it right back because your body goes in that starvation mode.
That's yes, and then you have a damaged metabolism. The worst.
So tell us, you're on Access Hollywood, and your topic was, what, from baby to bikini. Share a little bit about that, this perfect season for that.
Yeah, we were out there this morning at the very early hour. I won't say how early it was, But yes, we were talking about what new moms can do in order to lose weight and get back right. into bikini shape. You know, after you have a baby, everything's kind of up in the air. You're exhausted. You're dealing with this new life. Your focus is not so much on you or your health, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I need to lose this baby weight. So I came up with just, you know, three basic tips. Number one is eat about a 1,500 calorie a day diet. That comes out to about 350 calories per meal. Right. Very important to combine protein and carbs. I can never say it enough because that stabilizes blood sugar, which I'm sure you guys well know, and right. it helps us actually speed up our metabolism. So lean proteins and high fiber carbohydrates. So when I'm talking about carbohydrates, I'm talking about whole grains, fresh fruits, vegetables. Those will be your protein carb combos. And then number three is if you are doing a weight loss thing, don't restrict and don't forget to indulge a little bit. In my book, I have what I call the 80-20 rule. So if you look at like 10 beverages, if mm-hmm. 8 out of 10 beverages are water, if you want the last two to be something else a little bit more enjoyable, that's okay. I just think it's okay to just allow a little indulgence when you're trying to lose weight. Or what I notice is clients just completely fall off the wagon. If you take everything away and restrict everything like crazy, they'll stick to it for a while and then they'll binge. So I think just a little indulgence. So we did that. We talked about that, and then I shared some of the recipes out of my book. I think number one that's important for new moms is to focus on getting enough omega-3s. Because mm-hmm. DHA and omega-3s is critical for the development of the baby's nervous system. And also omega-3 fatty acids, we've learned this, is it definitely helps reduce the risk of postpartum depression in new moms right. and in other people, just depression in general. So omega-3s are great for that. I also recommended that they make sure that they're getting enough protein and dairy, specifically the dairy for the calcium for baby, as well as something like a low-fat Greek yogurt. I think is good because then you're going to get a lot of protein, and that will help new moms not feel as hungry. But to never forget to combine the protein with carbs. So I displayed my Razzy Peach Parfait. It's basically Greek wow. yogurt with some fresh peaches and raspberries and some pumpkin seeds. Totally yummy.
Now, see, it, not once have you mentioned salads, which was interesting because last time you were on the show, you kind of scared people away from salads, and you even mentioned that they're more fattening than a greasy cheeseburger.
Well, yeah, if you're not a restaurant salad specifically. Yes. But, you know, the first recipe we displayed on Access today was it was a zesty citrus grilled salmon over some Asian slaw, and then yeah. I had them, you know, add a side of rice. So it looks like it's a ton of, you know, beautiful cabbage and red bell peppers and stuff and grilled salmon on top. But I also added a half a cup of brown rice. And that was wow. my next tip, was to make sure you're getting some whole grains because they're very high in vitamin B12. Like a half a cup of brown rice will give you almost 100% of your daily recommended amount of vitamin B12. So that's important, too, for new moms. Keep up the energy, you know, gotcha. Not to avoid carbs, not to starve themselves. Also, the whole grains actually help produce really good, healthy breast milk for babies.
Wow, that's interesting stuff. You know, I flip through the channel. I love watching the cooking channel and seeing people cook. I know you're a chef, but sometimes I'm amazed. I know there's a guy on the Home Shopping channel that he's cooking and eating and eating and eating, and he's euphoric every time he takes a bite of something, almost to the point of orgasmic. To me, it's like watching somebody addicted to a drug and getting a fix. Can chefs become addicted to the food they cook? Do they have to be careful?
Oh, absolutely. I think anyone can become addicted to food. I think food addiction isn't any different than, I think, another drug addiction. I mean, it's affecting the dopamine in your brain. I mean, it's just causing you to want more when you get into that mode of overeating, because it's so hard to get satisfied if you're overeating. So I think that absolutely food addiction is real, and I think that chefs definitely suffer from it, but I just think a lot of people in general do. I think a lot of people turn to food when they're depressed. I know I did. That's how I got into this in my 20s. There was a death in my family, and I medicated mm-hmm. with food. I would literally eat an entire wow. cake in one sitting because I just couldn't deal with what I was feeling at that moment.
It is an
issue. I felt that maybe food could numb it, or that's all I wanted. I don't know how to explain that. That's all I wanted in order just to get through the day.
So, and, you know, women were all so similar that way, really, Christine. And thank you so much for joining mm-hmm. us. You're always a great guest. For more information about Christine's latest book, Skinny Chicks Eat Real Food, please visit ChristineAvanti.com. Remember that you can podcast this show at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Have a great day. Stay well.